Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Arc of Justice, a saga of race, civil rights, and murder in the Jazz Age by Kevin Boyle. Narrated by Lizanne Mitchell. This book is copyrighted 2004 by Kevin Boyle. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with the following two quotes. The first are lines written by abolitionist Theodore Parker sometime in the 1850s. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. The second quote that opens this book is from a poem by Langston Hughes, written in 1923. That justice is a blind goddess is the thing to which we blacks are wise. Her bandage hides two festering sores that once, perhaps, were eyes. And now, Arc of Justice.
Prologue. America, 1925. The migrants filled the train stations of the South every day in the summer of 1925, waiting on ramshackle wooden platforms of crossroads towns such as Opelousas, Louisiana, and Andalusia, Alabama, and in cantilevered caverns such as Atlanta's Union Station. When the northbound trains pulled in, hissing and steaming, the travelers picked up cardboard suitcases bought at five and dimes, or battered trunks carried since freedom came. Summoning up their courage, they strode past the Pullman porters, race men like themselves, making their way down the platforms to the grimy Jim Crow cars, settling into their seats for the long rides north. The landscapes rolling past the tense faces looked familiar. The seas of cotton fields that flowed from the Mississippi River to the Georgia coast. The tobacco plantations that ran from North Carolina to the outskirts of Washington, D.C. The squalid lumber camps of East Texas. The blackened coal towns of Appalachia. And the rough mill villages of the Carolina Piedmont. Every place they passed bore the brand of segregation and the Jim Crow laws. Every station had its whites.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?